Yep, it's always pie season, but this is especially pie season with Thanksgiving, and we're very lucky to have such good opportunities. And the people who do the baking in the family, or if you're lucky enough to be near a Grand Traverse Pie Company, you can go by there and get fabulous pies, as we did. But meanwhile, there are other things going on, and we're staying on top of them. Sadly, a story that I guess is going to be around for a while. Senator Alyssa Slotkin says she and five other lawmakers who made that quote-unquote illegal orders video are now subject to an FBI probe. I don't know what's the best way to deal with them, but I say what they did was wrong and stupid and downright bad, no matter how they goaded the president to react exactly the way they hoped he would react. His reaction was not good when he talked about death penalty, even though he didn't say put him to death. But they knew that that was coming, and they made that happen. They wanted to. But what they did hasn't been picked up by the news media. The news media, they've got all these stories of all these five Democrats who are idiots. And have you seen one story of a soldier who said, an 18-year-old kid who said he or she was confused? I don't know what to do now, or I'm confused. Have I been breaking the law? Have I been breaking the Constitution? No, they haven't been. That's the point here. But the news media is not picking up on that, are they? Daniel Roberts. I turned it from a man to a woman. Daniel Roberts, former special agent in charge of the Detroit FBI, is here to talk about what's going on here, and if this is a legitimate FBI probe. Is this what the FBI should be probing, or somebody else it should be? Daniel, I don't really know, but nice to have you back on WJR.
Yeah, good to be with you, Paul.
What do you think?
Well, I can tell you, my 25 years with the FBI and moving across the country and up the supervisory scale there, I've never seen a case like this before. It's certainly different. I'm not even sure how they opened it in terms of what the predication was. What was the crime involved? The FBI has very strict rules. They have a Bible or a playbook that they work off of. It's called the Domestic Investigations Operation Guide, or DIOG. Every FBI agent is trained on that, and basically it tells you how they can open up a case and what the predication is that they need to open up a case such as this. I don't know. I hope that if they did open up a case, I hope they have more than what I've seen in the media other than just this dumb video that's out there.
Well, I'm glad you at least said that, because it was a dumb video. It was an uncalled for video. It was a video that accomplished exactly what they wanted, an overreaction from the president. Shocking! An overreaction. And but the point is, I think there should be lots of scrutiny and they should be shamed and embarrassed. But I don't know if that means the FBI needs to get involved.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. I mean, there's controversial statements in that video for sure. But does it rise to a criminal intent? And I'm sure that's, the stories are out there that the FBI wants to interview former, some current senators and others.
Mark Kelly, who they say still making money off the military with his retirement money. And they want to bring him back and court-martial him.
Well, I'm certainly not an expert on the military side of the justice system, but it's going to be very difficult to prove any intent in terms of a sedition crime here. And even if they came into an interview and admitted that that was their goal, was to overthrow the government, which they're not going to do because they're smart people, it's still a very difficult case to make.
Yeah, I don't know what needs to be done. This is one of those situations, maybe for you too. We're with Daniel Roberts, former special agent in charge of the Detroit FBI. This is more like a situation where you can eliminate certain things. And one of the things that would seemingly be eliminated pretty quickly is any kind of FBI probe or DOJ probe. But I, again, I think you leave it open to the American people. The American people are smart enough to know, well, most of them are smart enough to know what these people did and why they did it. And that should be the embarrassment and the lambasting enough of these people. And you ask yourself, what are you thinking? Why are you doing something like that? And why would you drag these young kids into this to make them now second guess things they can't second guess? Other than the fact, as we learned earlier with John James, when they're sworn in, when they're there, they're already told that they cannot follow illegal orders. They cannot do any of the things these morons were suggesting that they didn't have to do. They already know they don't have to do that and that they're not supposed to. But by saying it that way, they're leading them to think that maybe they're doing something wrong. And they want the American people to think that they're doing something wrong. But not one of these brainiacs can come up with where they're saying they're asking these soldiers to do things that are illegal orders or against the Constitution.
Right. I mean, there were no examples provided at all in the videos that I saw of where they thought that there was illegal orders being made by anybody. So that's kind of interesting. But going back to what the FBI can and can't do, I mean, they can't open up a case, at least they didn't when I worked there, and I don't think things have changed. They can't open up a criminal investigation based solely on a free speech statement. There has to be more to it than that. And so, you know, and I know some of the free speech stuff, it gets to be in a very gray area. But in terms of the overall FBI guidelines that they require, it can't open up a criminal case based solely on a free speech statement.
All right. Excellent. We understand. That's clear, and we appreciate that. Now I'm going to ask you something that might be uncomfortable. Knowing what you know, Daniel, with your former position, special agent in charge of the Detroit FBI, and what you hear, because I'm sure you're still connected, do you think Kash Patel is going to be on the way out?
I don't. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the man. I know pretty much every other director before him, from Mr. Sessions all the way up through Director Ray. I knew them all personally, but I don't know Director Patel at all. And he has remained largely quiet on this particular issue, and he seems to be very forward-leaning when it comes to social media and making statements in social media. On this particular issue, I haven't seen anything where he's
Daniel, I think it's because he's up to his neck in hot water with the things we're hearing, if they're true, about SWAT teams protecting his girlfriend and military planes getting her from one place to another for her country music career. I mean, if those things are true, he's on very thin ice, I would guess.
So, you know, this plane, I don't know how much you want to go into this, but this whole using the FBI's planes to transport him around the country is not a new issue. And it's something certainly that I worked on when I was on the executive floor at FBI headquarters, and Director Mueller was the director of the FBI at the time, Robert Mueller. We had to justify his use of that plane every time. And because there are so many threats that follow the FBI director position around, it was not hard to justify the use of a private plane to move the director from one place to another, even if it is for personal travel. Because of the active threats at that time, you know, it was a largely terrorism-type threats that would follow the FBI director position. But it could be any host of things that, unfortunately, you know. And so, yes, they would have to reimburse the cost of the plane flights if it was purely personal travel. There is a mechanism for that. In my view, that's kind of overblown in terms of Director Patel, just because they don't talk about, and I'm sure he has them, I don't have access to that anymore, but I'm sure like every other FBI director, he has his fair share of active threats against him from criminal organizations or terrorism organizations.
Yeah, no doubt. Great answer. Thank you for your help. What's your favorite side dish for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I got to go with a corn souffle that my wife makes. It's really excellent.
That sounds very special. Corn souffle. Very nice. Excellent. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thanks for all your service to our country. We really appreciate you, sir.
It's good talking with you.
Daniel Roberts, former special agent in charge of the Detroit FBI. We continue Focus with Paul W. Smith right here on WJR at 1:30.